that's the important word is playing smart, because you can play physical and aggressive, but you still have to play smart under control and keep your composure and play the game of basketball the right way.
That's a way you've learned that over the years.
I've been able to learn that. You know, my first few years out of high school, it was tough to really, you know, learn so much in just a short amount of time. But I think over the years, I was able to pick up how to be a great leader and also be able to play smart and keep your composure.
Their defensive philosophy, which you guys see a lot of, is just clogging up the middle, clogging up the line. Does that put the perimeter guys really under the spotlight in this series? You've gotten so much better at passing the ball situation.
Well, I think that's going to open up our game is being able to keep great spacing. We got to have great spacing, and I'm pretty sure whenever I catch the ball, they're going to look to double team, or every time we played them this season, it's been three guys, triple team. So just got to be able to make plays and find open guys, and it's up to them to knock down the open shots.
How do you decide when to take it to the hoop, even though you got people there?
It's a split decision. It's like a quick second decision. Once you catch the ball, if there's a guy in front of you, you may be able to beat him, but then if there are two, three guys, then you should find your open man. So it's really a split decision once you figure it out. It's tough to actually explain, but because it happens so quick. But you know, just my vision. If I see any guys open, I get it right to him.
Did you used to look for that as much because you've gotten so much better at last time?
No, you know what? My first few years, I got a lot of offensive fouls. Pick and roll, I catch the ball and just try to go straight to the basket, offensive fouls. I've gotten a lot better of avoiding that first guy and being able to pass. And, you know, so as my career goes, I tend to improve every year.
Who's the better passer, Nash or you?
Oh, no, just kidding me.
Thanks, Mark.
Amari, how important has chemistry been to this team?
Chemistry is very important. I think it's something that we've been able to grow with. One thing that we do a lot, we eat dinner together. You know, we go to movies. We sit around and just have casual conversation together. I mean, we're one of those teams where, and when the player comes here, they go, "I can't believe you guys are so together."
Yeah.
You know, so that's just how we are, and that's how it's been since I've been here, since my rookie year. So it's really all I know is to keep all the guys together. So then when we step in that battlefield, everybody's with one another. Everybody's willing to dive on the floor for loose balls and really help each other out. So it makes the game easier, makes it funner.
Is there anything different this year? You said it's been like that since you were here.
Every year is different, but every year has been, the chemistry has been pretty good.
You know, you talk about in the past the weight of expectations and that trophy guy thing running around. Do you think this year's different in that regard, since, you know, before the season nationally, a lot of people didn't have you here?
Yeah, I think this year is something special. I think there's a special feel around us right now that we feel that we, first of all, back in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And secondly, we think we can make a run here. We think we got something special going. We got guys who are playing well enough to make some noise. So with that being said, you still have to take one game at a time, one series at a time. So first up is the Portland Trail Blazers tomorrow night.
You almost take it for granted before? I mean, you've gone to the playoffs 4 years in a row, and then you didn't have it last year.
I never take it for granted. Never. Never. And anytime you're in the playoffs, you want to win a championship. That's the ultimate goal. You can never take anything for granted. You can never take a year or play a game for granted. You know, so with that being said, again, we just got to make sure that we still play as hard as we can and know for, you know, that one day you're in the playoffs, the next day you may not be. So you have to really, really, you know, appreciate the fact that we're here and also try to win the championship.
What have you learned from all those playoff exits?
Well, every possession is important. Then that might be the most important thing that I learned is that every possession is important. You know, so we got to make sure we take care of the ball, make sure we defend, and see if we can win. Deuce!
Oh, Deuce is up. The Deuce is loose. Wait, you can't see you this far away?
Come here, man.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, big guy.
What's up, Deuce?
You have fun at T-ball today? All right.
How much have you dropped this year on team dinners?
Oh, man. You kidding me? I might have spent about... $15,000-$20,000 on team dinners. You know, try to invite all the guys out to dinner, sit back, you know, a couple glasses of wine, have a casual conversation. You know, try to go to some big time restaurants and really enjoy ourselves. So it's really just an expense that I have budgeted, so it's never really.
Kind of like your jerseys.
Got to make sure you're aware of the budget because the dinners could get out of hand, you know, at times. But I try to take care of me. I bought the whole training staff, all iPads, 3 days ago. You know, I just take care of the folks that take care of me. So I don't know what I'm going to do for you guys. It's too many. It's too many of you.
Just those nearest and dearest to your heart.
What's that?
Just those nearest and dearest.
The ones that come on the Sundays. You know?
You've always done things for everybody. Have you felt kind of the reciprocal effect of it, like team-wise and stuff, chemistry-wise? Do you feel like that teammates look at you a different way this year?
Well, I think it's all the fact of myself stepping into a leadership role and really, really trying to become a complete player or person. And that's on the court, being just a positive leader and looking out for my guys, and off the court the same way, you know, looking out for them and just making sure that we're together, you know, and that's most important to me is being together, being as one on the basketball court.
Mark, can you talk about Marcus Camby's on-ball defense and how you attack him?
You got to get Camby away from the basket. Get him away from the basket. Get him off the move. On-ball defender, he's the guy that once you get around the basket, he's an incredible shot blocker. He kind of knows where the ball's going, and he just uses length. He's long, so, he's a pretty good shooter as well. I mean, he can shoot the ball from the outside, tap it well. So he's going to be a player that's going to have to – we got to focus on him. You know, Camby, LaMarcus Aldridge, Andre Miller, all those guys are guys that we got to focus in on.
So do you look at isolating him at the elbows as opposed to in the low post?
You can tap low post. I mean, you can tap. You just got to go over the top of him. You can't go and try to finger roll or lay the ball in. You got to play bully ball. You really, really, really got to go and try to dunk it, you know, and you got to be aggressive.
Coach, did you ball today?
Yeah.